Krisus, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. Here we're going to go more into the dinim of the Yemei Toyar of an Isha Yeledes. We spoke out before that Isha Yeledes, if she's Yeledes Zocha, the Pasuk says in Parshas Tazria, she's Tmeo Labai Lo Shibas Yom. After that, she has what's called Yemei Toyar. It's an interesting term, Yemei Toyar, because really she's Tomei. She's Tohor Labai Lo, she's Tohiro. But she has a din of a Mechusik Kippurim. Mechusik Kippurim is a lesser form of Tumah. It's a much lower form of Tumah. However, Lagabi Kotchim Utrumah, she is Tmeo. And there she has to wait 33 days. 7 goes together with 33. To a grand total of 40. That's Yemei Leidoso. Is 7 where she's Tmeo Mamish and then 33. It's also called Yemei Toyar because the dam that she sees in the 33 days does not render her Tmeo Bechlal, because we look at that as a Hemshech of the Leda. Bizman Azet not Negea, because the Minig is, it's not Medina de Gemara. Rishon already discussed where exactly it became standard halachic procedure, is that a woman is not Metair Atzmo, even Labayla, until she's completely, like a Zova, until she's completely has Shivan Yemei Nikim, which takes usually quite a bit longer. Al Koponim, Bimei Chazal, and even later, Yemei Toya, the 33 days, the dam then was not Metame. So, the aloch is that her korban, to make her ois Mechusa Kippurim, and that's why we have it over here in the Mishnah, because it's called Mechusa Kippurim, even though it's not a chatos per se. Rashi grabs this as in Tazria, she brings a pasuk. There's an element of chatos because maybe mitoich the pain of childbirth, she was neideres shaloi keroi. Okay, there's an element of chatos. But batsim, it's a kapora in terms of tahara. So, that's after 40 days. During those 40 days, during those 33 days, if she's muteres labailo, if she would theoretically become expectant again and be mapple again, she should have to bring another carbon yeledes. It's exes a kosuf that be made toyar. She doesn't have to bring another carbon later. One carbon later after 40 days will pata both. Now, what we just said is an impossibility because we learned in the previous Mishnah that the tzuras havlad is only after aboyim yoyim. So in the 40 days, she can't be mapel again. In less than 40 days, she can't be mapel of vlad that would be mechayev a carbon. Where would it be again? Is because by Yeledes Nekeva, instead of 7 and 33, it's 14 and 66, double. So over there, after 14 days, she's Tahiru Labailo. She could become a Meuberes and be Mapel of Vlad after 40 days. On day 57, 58, she could already be Mapel. So, Klape that, we need the Gzer Sakosuf that Bimei Toyar, which by Nekeva goes till 80 days, she's not Mechuyev another carbon. And now we say the Mishnah. Hamapelas or l'shmoinim ve'echon. Here's an interesting in between. Nobody argues on the facts the way we just said it. However, the laila or always means the night of. The night of the 81st day. That means her Yemei Torah ended. She's now the night of the 81st. Tomorrow she could bring a carbon. We're talking over here about Yeledes Nekeva. She could bring a carbon tomorrow morning. Tonight, the night of the 81st, Be'etzem, she's out of the 80 days. She's been made Tumah, not been made Toya. Certainly, Tumas Leido is Chal on her when she's Mapelos. The Shaila is whether she's Mechuyev another Karban. So she's out of her 80 days. However, she's not Roy yet to bring a Karban because she can't bring a Karban until the morning. Therefore, Be'shamai Poitum in a Karban, because even though it's the 81st day or before, she's not Roy to bring a Karban. U'Be'silel Mechayvim. Beisil holds chayeves because the night of the 81st means she's not in the 80 days. It's not Yemei Toya. Omru Beisil lebeishamay maishna or l'shmoyne ve'echod miyoyim shmoyne ve'echod im shovele le'tumah lo yishvele le'korban. Like we said, certainly if she's mapelas the night of the 81st, she certainly has tumas later. So what's the difference l'gabe tumah? It would be the 81st day. She would certainly become Tomei. So why would there be a difference between the 81st day and the 81st night? And the 81st night, she'll definitely be Tmei or Tumas later, because she's out of the 80 days. Why legabe a carbon would she not be chayev? Lo yishva le carbon with a question mark. It shouldn't be that they shove a legabe carbon. Omulem beishamei loy. No. Im amartim b'mapelas yoyim shmoinim ve'echod. If you tell me when she's mapelas, she's miscarries. Biyoyim shmoyin ve'echod. Shekein yotzo b'shoa. The mechayev of the korban is the maisa hapolo, is the leidon. At that point, yotzo, the vlad is yotzo b'shoa shehiru uya lo'avi b'korban. So since it's a zman ha-mechayev is korban, it's mechayev or another korban. Toimru b'mapelas or l'shmoyin ve'echod. What happens to Moshe? A woman lives far away from the Beis HaMikdash. She was mapelas. And then 4 months later, before she got a chance to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, she'll get their sukkahs, Pesach. Unfortunately, she miscarried another time. Of course, she has to bring two korbanos. So on the 81st day, it's zman that the ledas ha-ubor is mechayev to bring a korban. Toimru, b'mapelas, or l'shmein ve'echot, the night of the 81st, that soif kosoif shelo yotze b'sho shirui lovi b'korban, the vlad did not come out to be mechayiv at a time when she's mechuyiv, and the gzeres hakosov is that until she can bring one carbon, she's not chayiv a second for another miscarriage. Omru lehen beis hillel, varei, on the other hand, hamapelas yom shmoinim ve'echot, shechalia is b'shabes techiach. Look at it this way. What happens on the 81st day? We know that there are very few carbonis that could be doiche Shabbos. Carbon is a malacha, shechita, malika. The only korbanos that can be brought on Shabbos are korbanos of a tzibur that have a zman kavua. A korban of a yochid, certainly, if a person has any need to bring a korban, an oila, chatos, whatever it is, a shlomet, v'yotzi, dechevotzi, he can't bring it on Shabbos. A korban yoled, this is no different. So what would be if her 81st day came out on Shabbos? It's possible. If you want to say that the night of the 81st is a zman that's not royal carbon, because technically you can't bring a carbon at night, but be'etzem it's the 81st day, and we don't consider that zman shiroy lahavi carbon. So if it came out on Shabbos, also you would say that since technically she can't bring a carbon because it's the Shabbos, even though be'etzem it's the 81st day, but technically she can't bring a carbon. So you're going to call that also a zman. Sheina Ruya Lahavi and a Maisa Hapolo of a miscarriage is not Machayev her a carbon. Don't compare the two. Ima Martin Bemapelas Yem Shmoinu Ve'echot Shechalia is B'Shabbos. If we say that the 81st day that's on Shabbos, She'afal Pi Sheina Royal Le Carbon Yochid, even though she can't bring a carbon, Royal Le Carbon Sibur, it is a Zman of Hakrovas Carbonois, the fact that she technically can't bring a carbon would not preclude it from being a zman that's roi lavoas carbon. The zman roi lavoas carbon defines it as a zman that the mapelas, that the miscarriage will be mechayever a carbon later. Toimru b'mapelas, you're going to compare that to a mapelas or l'shmoyne ve'echot, the night of the 81st, she'en alay l'roi loy l'carbon yochid, v'loy l'carbon tzibur. No carbon in the world can be brought at night. That's a zman that's eni roi lavoyis kochim. The day of the 81st is the 81st day when it comes out on Shabbos. Certainly is, because it's a zman roi lavoyis carbon. The mission just discussed l'klapei the carbon. But we also brought up another point, or rather, Beis Hillel brought up a point earlier, where the fact that on the night of the 81st, Dam would be Metame, means she's already out of the 80 days. You can't look at her as still being Bimei Toyar. She's already Bimei Tuma. So she's not Shayek to that period in which Dam or Hapolo would not be Mechayiv, the Dinim of Tuma's Dam, or Chiv Korban of Hapolo. So on that, Beis Shammai answers back, the fact that she'd be become Tomei if she had a Re'iyah as Dam is not a Raya. Shamapelas betoich Melois. The Lashon of Chazal's Melois is a Lashon of Apostle. Melois Yimei Tohara, the Apostle says in Parshas Tazria. In the fullness of her term, which is by Nekeva 80 days, let's say, like we said, a woman could become expectant after 14 days with a Leidas Nekeva. On day 15, 16, she could become expectant, become a Muberes. 40 days later, she could miscarry, theoretically. And the halach is that when she miscarries a second time, that leido is metame. That means the halach of the toich 80 days, a riyas dam, is only a dam nidon zam zivo. The regular flow of dam from Isha is not metame or bimei melois. It's yimei toya. But a leido would be metame. So you see, inherently, that the criteria bimei melois in the 80 days, legabe riyas tumah are different, and still the halacha is ptur min hakarbon. So the Beis Shammai is contrasting. You see clearly that the gedorim of Re'iyas Dam or Re'iyas Apollo is different than a korban. So therefore, don't bring me a ride that the night of the 81st, if she would see Dam, she would become Tmeo, she would become a Nidu, because the issue of becoming Tome is different than the Yimei Melois, Legabi the Chiv Korban, Legabi the Ptur, that another miscarriage would not have to bring another korban. So the night of the 81st is Potter. So the Mishnah gives us the whole shakla tie between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel at length. And now Mishnah Zayin. Ho'isha she'yesha le'o sofik chamisha zivois v'sofik chamisha leidois. Here we're introduced to something else. A woman who sees dam, we're familiar with, is called Anida. Anida is metamashiv as yomim. The tumor is a tumor chamura in terms of kachim tyrus and transmitting tumor, as well as the unique din that a isha has, that she's nitma labailo, which is the part that's negev bizman hazeh. There's another part of her cycle, which is called ziva. We learned in Erechin, we had in the beginning of Maseches Erechin, this is halacha l'moshe Messina, that there are certain months in her cycle which dam would be considered dam nido. All she has to do is wait 7 days, and she's midah. She does not have to have a hefsek tyro with shiva nikim. That is a unique din exes a kosuv by a zovo. At certain times of her cycle, the dam is considered irregular. Ziva is killed like a choyli. So the way Roiv the Rishonim, this way it's kepaskan lalocha, is that 7 days after she has a regular re'iyas dam period, so that dam is considered dam nido. 11 days after that, any dam she sees would render her a zovo. There's a zovo ketana, where one time, two times, all it does is it just makes her wait another day, and then she counts, and then she could be tevelas. A zovo gedoyla is if she saw 3 days consecutive in the Yemei Ziva, so then she has to, what we're used to, she has to make a hefsek tyra, and then she has to be v'sofer lo shivas yom. Our minig, based on the Gemara, is that Chazal established the takona kavua gzeira, that all women are only nitar lebalehem, only in the context of being a zava gedayla. So they have to be mafsik b'tahara, and they have to count shiva yimei nikim. In those shiva yimei nikim, not only is there din mitzad the choymer of yimei nikim, of another 7 days, but there's another din, that's what's important for us, is that a zava gedayla has to bring a carbon. What type of carbon? Carbon chatos. Chatos ha'oif. The same way a yoledes has to bring a chatos ha'oif, a zava gedayla has to bring a chatos ha'oif. We're going to have Mitzvah Hashem soon, a whole mesechta called Meseches Kinin that discusses the two karbonis oifois that are brought together. There's a chatos ha'oif and a oilas ha'oif, every yoledes brings together. Based on what we just described, it's easy enough to imagine how a woman could have sofik zivo. She doesn't know, she got mixed up. If it's Yimei Ziva, Yimei Nida. Yimei Nida wouldn't be Mechayev her carbon. Yimei Ziva would. So she has Sofik Chamisha Zivois, the Sofik Chamisha Leidus. We already had Mishnayos before that discussed the Chatois that are Misofik to be Mechaper Metayer. But there could be a Sofik. It could be a Sofik Leidus with a Tzuras Havlad. So the Halach is Mevia carbon Echod. She brings one carbon. Voicheles Bizvachim. One carbon can be Mechaper, can knock off all the existing Chiyuvim. So this is the first Gevaldige Chiddush, that as far as Tahara, Mechusa Kapara is concerned, one carbon Yeledes, Ziva, is enough for a bunch of Chiyuvim. Ve'ena Shara Lo Choyva, the other ones are not Mechuyovim. She patted herself up. There is a major Machlok Rishonim, how to read the Mishnah, is it Sofik Chamisha Zivois V'Sofik Chamisha Leidois, which would be Mashma, that the Mevi'a carbon Echa is going on all 10. In which case it would be mavur that it could patter up the mechusa kipurim of zivo, which leido, which is two separate chiyuvim. Other rishonim hold, the shita mekubetzes brings both gerses. You look at the tesis yomtiv and the rishash and other mefarshim. It's really meshach chokma l'atayra already dans how to read the psukim, and the way they read is chamisha zivois oy chamisha leidois. five korbonos, five chiyuvim true are gepatted by one korban, but the five zivos are gepatted by one korban ziva, and the five leiders will be only gepatted by another korban for later. Chomesh leiders vadois, chomesh zivos vadois, mevia korban echod, v'echeles bizvachim. Over here as well, also, she's potter, because she already was nitar. However, v'ashar olel choy, but that means, in the realm of tahara, a mechusik kippurim is mechuyv a carbon. One carbon will solve all five. In the realm of being mechuyv a carbon, every leder, every ziv is mechayv another carbon. So if it's a sofik, so there's the sofik, we don't tell her to bring a sofik chulam bazara. It's only because there's no other way for her to be nitar, the trum of a kachim, so we'll allow her to bring a sofik carbon. So if there's no need, because one of them patters all five, melech doesn't have to bring the others. Over here, since it's a vada mechuyevis, so toira she is. However, vashar lechayva ma'isa she'omdu kinim b'Yerushalayim b'din rezov. There was a period of time when oifos were nesiaker ma'oid, a pair of oifos that are used for the carbon, the chatos oif and the elos oif, went up to a dinner for each one. Din rezov, it's a fortune of money. Amr Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Hamoin Azer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who was the Nasi then, said Hamoin Azer, said a Loshon of Shvur. Find another place. Hamoin, Moin, Hashkifim, Moin Kotchecho is the place of Shemayim, so it can be used as a Loshon of Shvur. He was Nishba in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokom HaShor HaShchina. Le'olun HaLailo, I'm not going to sleep tonight, Ad SheYu, until the price will be Bidinorin, Stam Dinner is Kesef. And the dinner kesev is 1/25th in value of a dinner zov. Of course, zov is much more expensive. So what he said is that the price is going to go down to 1/25th of what it is today, tonight. How are you going to do that? How are you going to schlep down the price to 1/25th? To 4% of what it was in the morning? Nichnas, Shim Gamliel goes in, Leveiz Din, goes into the Sanhedrin HaGodol, and he gives a public psak. V'limeid, ho'isha sheyeh sholeh chomesh leidiz vadoiz. Chomesh zivas vadois mevin korban echad. He taught this halacha v'chelz bezochim v'en asher le'ochoivo. Because of that, now there was a tremendous lessening of the need for bringing korbanos. You had women that till then were bringing 10, 15, 20 if they had a long pile of choivos that added up over a year or two, and now it was on one korban gepatet, done. V'amdu kinyan b'yayim b'riv asayim. Kinim went down, the price plunged, and the price of a pair of birds, of oifos, went down to 2/4 of a dinner kesef. It went down even further. The price actually went down to half of what he pledged that the price is going to go down. Now you'll notice, and this is very important, that he said, O'isha sheyesh oleh chomesh leidos vadois, chomesh ziz vadois mevin karmenach. It's not what we had before in the Mishnah. See, he taught, the problem was that there was a period of time when the price was so expensive, he was afraid that a woman who didn't have noshim anios would not even bring one carbon to be mitara, and they would be banned from eating kachim, or they would eat kachim, rachman al tzlon, shaloi bitahara. So mele, he was willing to be mevater on the choiv, and he kept the baseline tahara of chomesh leidos vadois, and chomesh zivos vadois, mevin carbon echad v'dayu b'zeh. And with that, the price went completely down. Now, it's important to point out that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel over here has to be Bizman HaMikdash, because we're talking about people bringing karbonos. And normal, all over Shisha Sidri Mishnah, Rabban Shimon Gamliel is the father of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and he was well after the Churban Bayis. So here we're talking about Rabban Shimon Gamliel, who's the grandfather. He's the Nasi that was killed, the one of the Asar Ruge Malchus that we talk about on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, who was a chaver of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, that was Taka Bizman Abayis. After he was killed, Bimei Churban Abayis, his son, after Churban Abayis, took over the Nasis, that was Rabban Gamliel that we're familiar with. Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the Stam Rabban Shimon Gamliel, is 2 days after that. So that's what we're talking about over here. Now the way we just explained it, that Rabban Shimon Gamliel changed the Psak, that even by Chomesh, Zivois, Vadois, she's not mechuyev to bring the other karbonos. And the reason why he did it was because of concern for Noshim Anios, is the way some Rishonim have it, the Shittim Kubetzes brings. But Lamaisa, you look at the Tveres Yisrael, some of the Rishonim, Taisus, and Bava Basu says this, that Rav Moshe Galil was Taka Chaylik on the Pesach before. He held that the Chiyuv itself is Gepatet Aydei Havos, one carbon. There's no Chiyuv to bring Shai Karbon. It's not just Legabe the Tahara, but Legabe the Chiyuv itself. And that would be the way he would pass him. Therefore, the price went down so much.